U.S. officials believe their case against the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has gotten stronger. After a long investigation, authorities in Bulgaria say they have evidence that Hezbollah financed and carried out a bomb attack at a Black Sea resort town last year. The explosion killed 5 Israeli tourists and 1 Bulgarian citizen. American officials say this has exposed Hezbollah for what it is, quote, a terrorist group that's willing to recklessly attack innocent men, women, and children. The United States and Israel have been trying to persuade the European Union to agree with that designation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Bulgaria's foreign minister, Nikolai Mladenov, says it was an extremely intensive investigation.
The results of that investigation lead to a number of persons who are connected to the military wing of Hezbollah.
They include 2 suspects who carried Canadian and Australian passports. Mladenov told the BBC that this is something the European Union needs to consider seriously.
We should discuss all measures that we need to do collectively to make sure that we can protect ourselves from terrorist attacks in the future.
The White House picked up that same line, saying the Bulgarian investigation shows that Hezbollah is a, quote, real and growing threat, not only to Europe, but to the rest of the world. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says the U.S. hopes this will galvanize countries in Europe to take what she calls proactive actions.
To uncover infrastructure to disrupt groups and financing schemes of Hezbollah and its networks to prevent future attacks.
A former Treasury Department official who has dealt with these issues says it would be significant if Europe agrees to designate Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. Matthew Levitt now runs the counterterrorism program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Right now, Hezbollah is able to raise funds in most European countries overtly like the Red Cross, and there's nothing illegal about it.
Some countries make a distinction between the military and political wings of Hezbollah, which is part of the government in Lebanon. France worries that putting Hezbollah on a terrorism list could further destabilize Lebanon. But Levitt warns that Hezbollah's activities are on the rise, and European law enforcement officials need new tools to go after them.
The attack that succeeded was not the first time Hezbollah tried to do this, and not the first time it tried to do it in Bulgaria. 6 months earlier, a Hezbollah squad trying to target Israeli tourists on their way to a ski resort in Bulgaria were thwarted. And just a week before this attack in Bulgaria last July, another Hezbollah operative was arrested in Cyprus, where he was conducting just the same type of surveillance.
Levitt, who's written a soon-to-be-published book tracing Hezbollah's activities around the world, says U.S. counterterrorism officials have been increasingly worried about the Lebanese militant group and its use by Iran as a proxy.
There's a lot going on right now. When I talk to U.S. officials, they tell me that on some days, the number 1, 2, or 3, sometimes all 3 of the senior things, top things being briefed to senior officials, are not only or just Sunni al-Qaeda-type jihad anymore. It's Iran, the Quds Force, and Hezbollah.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also speaks about this in alarmist terms, warning that Iran and Hezbollah are building, as he puts it, a worldwide terrorist network. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.